Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. After Apple released the first beta versions of iOS 12.1 yesterday, developers have been discovering new clues in code about Apple's future hardware, namely the iPad. Stephen Chouten Smith discovered code that suggests Face ID will support landscape orientation on iOS 12.1, but predicted the feature will be limited to unreleased iPads, not iPhones. He also noted that Xcode Beta introduces a new display mode that suggests iPads could connect to 4K displays over USB-C. Ming-Chi Kuo has predicted that iPads will drop Lightning for USB-C this year. And 9 to 5 Mac's Guy Rambo has uncovered even more evidence that the new iPads are on the way. For starters, iOS 12.1 code references iPad 2018 Fall, which all but confirms that Apple plans to release new iPads next month. And a new background process introduced in iOS 12.1 beta suggests that Apple plans to introduce Memoji syncing over iCloud. This would be useful for creating a custom emoji character of yourself on iPhone and being able to use it on iPad without creating it from scratch. We'll share more on 9 to 5 Mac as we learn new details. And the Apple Watch Series 4 reviews are in, and largely positive. The big takeaway this year is that this is the watch we've been waiting for. We'll have our hands on the new Apple Watch Series 4 starting Friday, so stay tuned for our impressions next week. For the unboxing videos, specifically iJustine's, we've learned that the Apple Watch Series 4 introduces a new packaging style that unfolds sort of like the Apple design book cover or a Chinese takeout box. Included in the inside of the paper box are prints of the Apple Watch Series 4, and inside are two boxes, one for the Apple Watch standalone and one for the band. This is the first time that the watch has been packaged separately from the band, and it comes with a new soft case around it for the first time. If you're buying the cheaper Apple Watch Series 3 with GPS only and no LTE, you'll have to bring your own charging brick, however. Apple lowered the price to $279, but took a play that it started with the Apple Watch Series 1 and excluded the USB adapter from the box, only including the charging cable. And on HomeKit Weekly today, we take a step back from HomeKit advice and recommendations and instead focus on why you should choose HomeKit when buying smart home products, even if they cost a little more. A few key points include the fact that hardware companies are usually really bad at software, so your smart lock hardware that only works with the iPhone app probably has a really bad app. With HomeKit, you get Apple's Home app on the iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Mac. And with Siri control, you also get access from Apple TV and the HomePod, one app from lots of vendors. No smart home product has apps and voice control on each of those platforms without HomeKit support. Another detail is that it's easy for smart home products that add Alexa support, but there's often no fix for when the integration breaks, which just never happens with HomeKit. The only exception to my HomeKit first rule of thumb is appliances that can't or don't work with HomeKit yet, like washers and dryers, robot vacuums, and for now, doorbell cameras. Check out the full piece for more. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.